We got some fun with real audio here, do we?
Yeah, Mino pulled this from yesterday. And, of course, I don't know about everybody else out there, but we are survivors here on this show.
Yes.
We are survivors of the great earthquake of 2015.
How we made it out alive yesterday, Corby, is nothing short of a miracle.
It truly is. It truly, truly is.
This was our Katrina.
If you want to go there, that's fine.
Well, I'm just saying we're going to rebuild. We're not going to let this get us down. Right, Mike?
They said there was another one.
We have no choice.
They said that was the second one of the day.
I didn't feel the first one.
I didn't either. And you know what's... People are pissed when they don't feel an earthquake.
That was my first one. Of all the ones that have happened,
You're either on the road.
Yeah, or I'm asleep.
Yeah. I think I've felt two now through this region. I mean, those people in Irving, what have they felt, 30?
Yeah. I mean, if you're right there.
I mean, it's nothing to them now.
No.
This one was felt in Fort Worth as well.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, oddly enough, this is the audio of when it happened, which was just about 24 hours ago. But it's so funny that you're doing your baseball predictions, Mike, and right when you mention the San Francisco Giants, it goes off.
The West, we're taking the Dodgers, and the Giants second because it's not an even numbered year.
Oh, earthquake.
Dude, earthquake. Well,
yes, I felt that.
Was awesome.
Holy crap.
Awesome.
That's the first one I've ever felt.
Me too.
That was badass.
Do it again.
Wow.
Did you feel that, Holmes?
Oh, yeah.
My butt was shaking.
Yes. That's the first one I've ever felt, too.
Wow, up, you mean in... slow down there. You mean in Texas?
Well, yeah.
In Texas.
Yeah.
Because Mike there and I survived.
That. Yeah.
That was incredible.
Yeah, look at Fahey in there. He's freaking out.
That lasted about 2.5-3 seconds.
Well, I'm in control here, Bill.
It's amazing. We're live now, but it's amazing.
That was so cool, man.
The reaction that people have.
Yeah.
If you do feel it. I mean, you feel like you're part of something.
It felt like somebody came in behind me and just took my chair and just went...
Yeah, and it lasted for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, a couple seconds.
What a crazy-ass sensation.
There's nothing like it, man.
What were the... I mean, those big ones out there...
What does a 7 feel like?
Where, you know, you see the shots, 7. The security cameras of the bars in San Francisco or Oakland or wherever... And all the bottles are falling off.
What
they show like bike shops where bikes that are hung up on the racks are just tumping over.
That's got to be so terrifying to where you're literally thinking that the earth could open up at any moment and swallow you whole.
Yes. Yeah, no matter where you are.
With a 7, you probably just grab onto something and hope that you can hang on to it.
Yeah.
Has it been a long time since they've had a big one?
I don't remember the last big one.
The Bay Area?
Yeah, probably the World Series.
It's been that long?
I think so. I don't remember them having anything really big.
I don't either.
That we would hear about here since then.
Yeah, I don't either. That's a long time. I wonder if they're just ticking time bombs there. I guess you are if you live up there.
Oh, yeah, sure you are.
Ugh.
All up and down that coast.
Well, it was crazy stuff here. So I heard this on the morning show, and I wanted to play this for you guys.
Music down. Music down.
Because we have our own music out here.
Yeah, we've got Mike and the Moon Pies.
Well, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Which I've heard good things about.
They're
Mike and the Moon Pies.
Really good.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, I've seen them in Deep Ellum before. They're great. They play here a lot.
Yeah, they do. I think they have a pretty loyal following. So, Kristen Schaal, you guys know her.
Yes.
Yeah.
She, of course...
Flight of the Conchords, Last Man on Earth.
Yeah.
Other things.
So someone sent this to Gordon, and he subsequently sent it to me. She was on with Seth Meyers talking about The Last Man on Earth, which has, I read at least, gotten really bad. And since we are we're the keepers of all things girl fart, don't we own... we own girl fart, right?
Girl fart?
Are we the only show in Dallas
That's nothing to brag about.
That promotes the art of the girl fart.
Well, we're the only show in Dallas that when they play a fart drop, it actually came from a woman.
Okay. I know that morning show. Although, I think Craig is really open.
Oh, cool. There's the Sturgill Band. There's the guitar player. He's from Estonia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, this guy?
Oh, yeah, the guy with
those
the glasses.
Guys over there?
Yeah, that's his band. Guitar player, drummer in the back, and the bass players.
They'll come up here and talk to us.
We're Sturge.
That's the main attraction, is the Sturge.
I know. He's the leader, Mike.
If we can't get him, let's talk to the other guys. They might have something.
Well, the guy's from Estonia. Probably didn't even speak English.
Which one's the guy from Estonia?
On the far right. The dude looks like Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, my God. That's him?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm sure Chris is.
Oh, yeah. Chris, if we could get him, we probably could.
He would.
So, anyway, I think Craig.
I just got starstruck.
You did.
I love that guitar player.
I cannot wait to see him tonight.
You're going to fart in your pants.
I think Craig is.
Stop it.
Craig is open to the idea if we lived in a world where you're sitting around and you're talking to your girlfriend and she just says, excuse me.
Hey.
Or, pull my finger. I think he lives in a world where that's what he wants.
He wants that?
But yes, but Gordon, as bad as you are, Mike, about girls.
About potty.
Doing that. Dude, he is the worst. He can't handle it. Like, he doesn't want it to be real, you know?
No.
Oh, it's
I don't either.
All too real, fellas.
No, it can't be.
And George is kind of, I don't think he's openly accepting of it, but he realizes it's there and it happens. So
he's just uncomfortable with the whole thing.
Not with his own.
Well, no, not with his own, but everybody else's.
A man that is that free and easy as George is, and he is, without a doubt, the most free and easy person of anybody I've ever met.
Right.
Anytime, anywhere, doesn't matter.
Fart.
For him to be that closeted when it comes to the female doing that, that's just a little bit weird. So here's Kristen Schaal talking about doing a sex scene with Will Forte in the Last Man on Earth on Fox. See if you like this, Mike. Bring the music down.
I love seeing with
here.
Forte. Forte
mic's off.
Is such a hilarious guy to even consider doing a love scene with. How was it shooting a sex scene with Forte?
Well, it was. I was so nervous because I've never done a sex scene before. It's a very big surprise. It was my first one, and it was such a pivotal scene. It was also probably the sexiest sex scene America's ever seen because the stakes were so high. I mean, we were copulating to forward the human race.
Yeah, it's real.
So
hot.
I wanted it to be good.
Yeah.
But the problem was we shot the scenes out of order. And when you watch the episode after they have intercourse, Carol is famished and she is just slamming beans.
Right.
And so we did a few takes and I was committed. Like, I was eating the beans for real. I wasn't cheating that. I was just like, you know, I'm like in it. And then they shot the sex scene. So they're like, okay, so now you have to lay flat on your tummy on top of Will. You're not allowed to move because the network thought that would be very vulgar.
Right.
So I couldn't, like, you know, shift things around. And you're supposed to, and Carol is aggressively sexually talking to
Phil.
Yeah,
she's real chatty.
And that's a lot of diaphragm work.
Sure, right.
Which is also in the danger zone of where the beans are having their heyday. And so I just was having this private battle, you know, that I was struggling with on top of being a phenomenal actress. And finally, I just looked at Will. I was like, I'm going to fight on you.
Yeah.
And I did. And, you know, Will never breaks.
No.
Like, and we both sort of take a lot of pride in our determination to never break, but I broke that man. I farted on him. He broke. And then he tried to tell the crew it was his fart because he's such a saint.
A gentleman, yeah.
And I was like, no, it's mine. Like, I own my farts.
Right.
And then I farted on him again. And then I was just like, I wanted to call the union because you don't fill a lady up with beans, lay her flat on her tummy, and tell her to yell.
Yeah.
Like, that's not right.
No.
God, she sounds like an 8-year-old. That voice. Would drive me crazy.
So, and to be on with Seth Meyers, oh my God.
What you think of that?
You just put me through hell there. That's the hardest thing I'll go through today.
You all right, buddy?
You listen, like hearing
listen
women?
Listen to that voice. Talk to him about that.
You don't think that what? Women like to talk about eating beans and farting on their lover?
They might like to talk about it, but I want to hear it.
I don't know why you're so against it.
Because
you can't tell me that's
it's not
happy fun at your house. I'm sure that your wife isn't just completely open to.
No, she's not. No,
walk by the couch and pull your head into her butt and rip one.
No, right. I am. I am around her.
Or maybe just kind of.
Do you torture her with that?
Kind of hike up a leg the way you do?
Everywhere. There's not a room in that house that I've not destroyed that she's walked in or been a part of where I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you'll like do fart tricks and stuff?
I don't do fart. I don't do Dutch ovens
or
stuff like that.
You don't light them or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, light them in front of her. And we're not free and easy because we live in a society where that is not accepted
right.
by the male. But at some point it was. There was a time when men were accepting of it, and then it became taboo. And I don't know when that was.
I don't know
what era that was in. Because it's... Mike, it's just comedy.
It's disgusting.
Why?
Because...
You're not telling me why.
I don't like it.
It's disgusting because... I just don't like to think of women doing it. Doing something that vile.
But it's not vile. It's not vile from a man.
Yes, it is. It's vile from anybody.
You don't laugh?
There's an occasional element of humor in it from a man. Occasional. I don't think it's nearly as funny as all you other guys do.
You get a smirk every time we're in the studio.
Uh-huh.
And I'll make a funny, and you'll turn to me and smile.
That's just because it's because of the face you make and the gyrations you go through to do it.
Boy, he does, like, man. It's like a dog.
First of all,
it's like a dog preparing to release dirt from his anus.
It is. He gets the face of determination.
Uh-huh.
And he'll turn around to where he's sure I can see this. And then he will raise up one side, and you can see him forcing it out.
Yeah.
And he'll kind of do that face. The face is like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's comedy.
It's so gross.
It's a piece of golden comedy.
He used to be really bad about it. Like, he would, those men, when he would lean up against the wall back when we had the hammer,
yes.
and those reverberate one off the meeting room wall, it sounded like a battleship docking. It's so gross, man.
Well, I'm not capable of that anymore.
What's
yes,
with
yes,
you?
He is.
No,
yes,
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. I'm not capable of that anymore. And I no longer find it funny. I would not force it on anybody anymore.
He no longer finds it funny. You know what? In the year 5092, that is still going to be, amongst guys, a great piece of comedy. That will never not be funny. And it starts from the age you can remember being born.
Yeah.
That's funny. And it always is.
And because it's twofold. It sounds hilarious.
Yes.
It stinks.
Yes.
And it makes everybody around insane.
It's the double whammy. it's the perfect...
You're straddling the fence on this.
I am kind of... I don't know. I'm on the fence.
God.
I mean, I see the merit of it, but... Also, I don't want my girl being all free and easy with that.
No.
Hey, babe, what are you doing? Pull my finger? I don't want to play pull my finger with a girl.
It shouldn't even be a part of your dialogue with her.
Right.
All right.
All right, community quick hits coming up here.
I'll play smell my finger.
That's different.
Right.
That is so gross.
So drunk, uncle.
So 10th grade.
Hey, guess what I did?